Soul Mirrors, you have arrived. Wake up and travel beyond the illusion. What is the mirror of your life reflecting around you now, and what does it mean? Master Lady Kira Ra leads you on a journey of enlightened perspectives as she weaves together the elements waiting to be revealed and often not seen. A fascinating and dynamic hour that will leave your heart smiling and your soul singing. And of course, Kira Ra's famous mini soul readings. Be sure to call in. And now, here is Master Lady Kira Ra.
Oh, namaste, beloved ones, and welcome to a very beautiful and special moment here at Soul Mirrors. We are honored that you are here, and thank you for being with us right now. It is a gift. Now, as we are moving forward in tonight's show, I want to give a big shout out to everybody over at YouTube, over at Official Sri and Kira, and at Oneness Talk Radio. Hi, we love you. We're so glad you're there. I'm sure there's a robust chat already going on. I also want to give a big hello. We love you out at bbsradio.com, our producer Dawn, and all of you that are listening, watching, and calling in. Remember that we have two phone banks, and they're both already getting really full. So get in there, guys. You can call over at the 800 number, 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And that will get you in over at the toll-free call board. And then you can also go ahead and call us at 517-208-1500 over at Oneness Talk Radio, where I know my beloved husband, Sri Ramka, is in the chat tonight. So if you're over at onenesstalkradio.com, you can say hello with Sri over there. And to Facebook, to all of you out there and all the syndicates, including iHeartRadio, thank you for being the mirror of our soul each and every Tuesday evening right here on Soul Mirrors. And so, guys, hey, take in a breath. Are you feeling it? We are at a moment where there is so much incredible energy that is happening that it's as if what this up level has already called in has been this moment of extraordinary, and I mean the explosion we talked about, that June is this explosion energy. Let's just pace with that for a moment. And forgive me, I do want to give Dawn a shout out, my producer. Dawn, I am hearing somebody's background and it's distracting. So I need to figure out why I'm hearing all of that. Thank you. And so as we are moving into this moment right now, I mean, right now in this moment, the experience before us is what? It is of awareness. This is a month of awareness that has come in after our choice. And we have already had the first up-level event yesterday. And I'm going to go ahead and do a screen share with you right now of the June up-level, because it's important to really pay attention to what is being demonstrated in front of us. And that is that the Mercury retrograde energy pre-phase opened yesterday as an up-level experience for all. And so imagine in that explosion energy of June, as we are building, right? We are waxing right now. We are building. This week is like the rocket into the fifth dimension. And so this whole week we are building, we are building, we are building, we are moving up to this Friday, which is going to be this incredible full moon eclipse. Now, why is this so incredibly important? Because this is that eye of the pyramid. Remember, we had March, April, and May, three super moons in a row that opened up that pyramid so that all those who already are activating, the lineages holders came together. We have found extraordinary ways of connection, and tonight is another affirmation of that. And so what I'm also wanting you to gaze at this calendar and read is the affirmation from Archangel Zadkiel. Choose to say yes to the absolute truth of who you are. Because when you do, miracles happen. And we are at a moment right now in this experience of June, in the explosion energy that is coming before us, that this is that temple time. And if you receive our e-card, and I hope you do, and that you're on our list, one of the things I wrote in there today was that we are at the moment of remembering the temples. Just go deep within your own knowing. It goes beyond this sense of who you think or what you think or where it is. It's that deep seed within where you are so clear of who you really are. And that moment of ignition is right before us. It's before us all. And what's so profound is that these moments of ignition are when we will find each other again very, very rapidly. Things just come together. Miracles just happen. And as I'm sharing this with you right now, I want to keep this in real time. You guys know how we are really nakedly authentic. And so I want to show you a few other miracles that happened here today. And the first one is, are these really amazing or what? This is the installation of our Naga flags from Bali. And these flags were given to Sri and I when we were in Bhutan last year by our beloved Kenla, who lives over in Thailand. And we had to order the poles and get them made and get them delivered. And then COVID hit and I have been in this property 88 days. I have not left. And so today was the raising of the Nagas. And I found that to be very serendipitous, and just a shout out here, holding out that beautiful violet Naga flag is Angel, one of our beautiful local Kanyari. A lot of you know Angel when you come to visit, my beloved Sri Ram Ka, and Daniel. Hey, give a shout out to Daniel, guys. He is our brand new general manager here at Tosa Blue Mountain. We are so excited that the entire town of Paute, not the entire town, but a delegation from the town came up today. And literally was so happy that all of the preservation work that we're doing and everything that's happening here. Of course, Bria Rose, you guys know Bria Rose, and hopefully you saw her cooking segment this past Sunday. And Wilmer, a lot of you that have visited us here know Wilmer as well. And so I'm sharing this with you because today was a pillar moment. Yesterday was that up level when that beautiful, remember, this Mercury retrograde is about what? It is about relaunching, reconnecting, and what? Remembering. So every being in this explosion energy that is holding higher frequency is being aligned right now to catapult their lives. And so that's the blessing that's at hand. And it's that moment where you know, and that knowingness overrides anything else. And earlier today, I want to share with you, the divine directors came in and they just offered a beautiful sharing, a little sharing about this. So I want to share it with you right now. And what they were saying is that we have come forward into the moment of intersecting. So remember, it's an intersection. This has been coming together for a while, right? So I always like to think of it as the infinity symbol, birthing the implosion and the explosion at the same time. So we are at that moment of the intersecting who you are with what you do. And they said that to become that which you do as that which you are, how you discern that difference is within. And how to notice it without. And they said that there is a very large misinformation distraction trap that is building a network, and that it's like an infiltration of consciousness. And even as I'm sharing this with you, are you guys feeling this? Like I'm getting this little tingly in my head. And consciousness is the key. It's all about consciousness and how consciousness propels us forward. And we are at a moment where our consciousness is the freedom we seek. Earlier today, I was very blessed. You guys know I do a lot of readings for a lot of people. And I was blessed to do a reading for a beautiful being today. And one of the things that was so valuable during this reading was that they were sharing with me how, and this is a very awake, beautiful being, that how can they not engage the injustice they are seeing? How can they not get angry? That for all of the work they've done, for all of the energy that they've called in, that things are so imbalanced, that how can they not have this strong reaction, and that they feel compelled to, even though they know they're on this one journey, they feel compelled to be pulled into that. That's the moment at hand. We are all at this Buddha moment. We are at the moment remember when the Buddha sat under the Bodhi tree, right? Every master will continually have their challenges put in front of them. They will always come in a moment when it will surprise you. They will always come when you don't think you're ready for it. They will always come when you feel like, oh my God, will I ever survive? Will I ever get through this? Will I ever move forward? And they are always our greatest moments of expansion. And that moment is happening in real time right now for anyone who is saying yes. Yes to that fifth dimensional experience, because that's where we are right now. That is where we are in this beautiful moment of being here. And forgive me, that was my error. And so as we are together right now, I want to invite you into an experience of your own temple remembrance. How many of you, when you just hear the word the temples, and it doesn't even matter. Try not to bring it into your brain as far as like the when or the where or the who or the what, but bring into your consciousness when you just hear that you were a pillar within these temples, that your energy has been woven through this beautiful experience through millennia. And that when you feel that energy in the graphic that I made for this evening's show, I was trying to put all those energies in there, including that open eye energy that's coming in right now. When you remember the temples of activation that you can consciously connect with at any time, then it is that moment of the when you are that you can do. We do and we do and we create and we're inspired and we're on that spiral and we're all doing the best we can given the level of our consciousness at any given time. And in this moment, the universe has offered us this breath of expansion and said, if you're ready, let's jump ahead a few light years in our own evolution. And so that's how we bring this ascended presence back into the consciousness, this small little slice of the moment that we're living in. Each and every one of you, and especially if you're tuned into this show, is a master. You understand at a level that transcends the brain. Even if you're still fighting with pieces of it, that doesn't matter. That's part of the journey, isn't it? That fight never ends. We're constantly moving in that realm. And so as we move forward this evening, and in the energy of this incredible June 2 that's happening right now, today, because remember, this is a month of awareness in the ascension cycle. It's always awareness, experience, choice. And May was a choice month. And so now the overarching energy around this explosion is awareness. And today was only day one, because yesterday was the transition. It was the up level moment. It was that, like, here we go. So I've been going all day. How about you? I think each one of us has been feeling the propulsion and the momentum. And it brings me to tonight's amazing co-host. I want to share a little bit with you about Abby. She is freaking amazing. And more importantly, I want to share with you how we met. Because you guys know that I am bombarded by people. I mean, bombarded. And that's why Aparna, thank goodness, is there and others around me. And Abby sent me an email. I forget how many weeks ago now. You guys know me in linear time, and that doesn't matter anyway. And her name was Abby. And that was the first thing. It was like the universe said, we're going to make sure you get this one. So here's why that's so important for me personally in my own little naked sharing with you guys. Throughout high school, my best, dearest friend on the planet was named Abby. And when Sri and I first got together, we actually found each other through classmates.com, came together for a brief moment, and then have lost touch again. So it's probably been a good 16 years. And I opened the email because I honestly thought, well, this could be Abby. And what I discovered was that when I was feeling that energy of a best friend, that's why it was there. It was because she really was such a wonderful gift in my life and someone that just really I could always count on to just be herself. She never lied to me. When she was with me, it was always honest. And so What happened was that Abby and I went back and forth. We set an appointment to chat about her incredible experience. What she offers is just so important. And the day that we were meant to be there, as you guys all know, Sri Ramka was very, very ill. And, you know, we had been talking about that on air and what he had been going through and what was coming through and that whole thing. So that puts the time stamp on when Abby and I met. And so it was during that week, guys. So I had a doctor coming to the house to administer an IV to Sri. And so I had to cancel our meeting very quickly. And it was one of those things, like there was no, like it just, there it was, you know, I had to be there. So we had to meet the next day. And that was a moment. That was the first moment of really honoring the agreement and the covenant that comes forward when we all are meant to reawaken and remember even more. The next day, when Abby and I got together, I had the gift of greeting Abby. Abby's heart, Abby's love, Abby's compassion, Abby's wisdom, Abby's depth of service. She is a rare being who gave me the gift of allowing ourselves to meet at that level. And it is a gift I respect, a gift I honor, and is the gift any best friend would ever want to offer another. And so I am honored to bring in Abby, because there's more I want to share, but I just want to embarrass her in real time. And so, Dawn, would you please bring Abby into the show for us, please? Or I will try. There you are. Namaste. Hi, sweetheart. Everyone, welcome in the most amazing being on the planet, Abby Gooch. Welcome. Welcome to Soul Mirrors. It's a gift to have you with us here this evening, sweetheart.
You're so sweet. Thank you, Cara. It's such a gift to be here. And what Cara doesn't know is since I was in high school, I had visions of children who had darker skin and we were building something. And I wrote an essay to get a scholarship for a college. And they said, where do you see your life? What's your vision? And so I wrote about these kids building something and creating an orphanage and a wellness center. And they were so impressed by this vision, and it was just like my soul talking to me. You talk about soul mirrors. It was like my own soul fulfilling its purpose, right? Which we all have. And I think because I'd been so traumatized as a child, I was open so early to a higher level beyond what I'd see with my eyes. I would see energy and angels and guides and light sparkles. And I was like, whoa, like people would wonder why I looked at them a certain way. And it was because I was seeing everybody was beautiful.
I see.
So I wrote this thing, and so they got it, and I got the scholarship to go to traditional college. So I moved from Oregon to LA, Los Angeles, California, and I got to college, and I hated it. I was like, this is like a round peg in a square hole. Like, what the hell am I doing? Like, this doesn't feel right. But I was like, well, this is what you're supposed to do. But meanwhile, my heart and my gut, which is the way I teach intuition, was there's something more. Like there's something, I'm being guided somewhere else. And so I kept getting these visions of just like Cara and I are sitting together, like pure unconditional love. I know the answer. I know that she knows her answers. I know that I know mine. I know that you know yours. That the theory was when we hold the space of unconditional love and non-judgment, we already know. We're remembering why we came here. And it's about having the courage to trust our intuition to follow it. And so I went to the dean's office. I'm like 18 years old. And I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm leaving my scholarship. I'm going. And he's like, have you lost your mind? But I'm like, maybe, but I don't think so. My heart is telling me to go to San Diego. Oh, yeah, California. I love it. Gorgeous. I went to visit. And I just feel called. And he's like, you know, a lot of people feel free. They kind of go through the first semester jitters. You'll be back. And I just got this really strong gut feeling like, nope, I won't be back. And so I was just like, I had a hard time eating the cafeteria food. So they give you food credit. And so what I did is I bought all these naked juices. So I was like pretty much living off naked juices at the time, which is like juice and a, like in a thing, right? And so I left college and I was like in my little like 1984 Beamer, and I just suddenly went to the edge of the street and I just started giving away my juices. I was like, I don't need all these. I just want to give these. And there was this like, just my heart just wanted to serve. It just wanted to give. And it wasn't from a place of lack. It was, I have so much. I have this to give. So I was just giving it to people on the street and I felt so good. And I was like, huh, okay. Like my purpose has something to do with service. And so I drove back to Oregon to stay with my parents to kind of like figure out what I was going to do next. But I knew I wanted to go to La Jolla and I knew I loved kids. So I was like, I'm going to be a nanny. Like I'm going to put in my application. I'm going to be a nanny. I'm going to do it. So I put in my application to places in San Diego and people, they're like, good, but like until I was there, it wasn't really going to happen. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to drive to San Diego. So I leave Oregon, drive down. I think my parents might have helped me. I don't remember, but I just brought some stuff. Some random friend told me that I could stay out there. She was from a church that I'd used to be a part of. And I think at the time, yeah, I wasn't part of the church, but it was still like, they were still friends. And so she's like, come stay. Didn't even know her. Drive down to San Diego, stay there 3 days, start applying for the interviews to go in person for San Diego Nannies. And I remember within like, I don't know how many days, 2 or 3 days, but I remember the night before I said, okay, God, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I shouldn't have left college. All the doubts came in, but I was like, I need you to have an interview by tomorrow. If not, my bad. I must have made a mistake. But if so, please give me an interview for some job. I need to be here. I need to support myself. I'm not going to stay at these people's house anymore. Not going to take advantage. And so I maybe it was a couple weeks. It was just enough time where I was like, I'm going to overstay my welcome if I stay here, you know? And so that next day, I got a call, San Diego Nannies, please come down. It was WordSmart at the time. Met the CEO. He was like, hey, my wife and I just separated. I have these two kids. It was instant. He was like, you're in. It's a live-in position. Here's your room. And it was like perfect harmony. So I was like, okay, here I am in San Diego in the most gorgeous place that I could ever imagine on the planet, like beach, like can see the water, see the ocean. And I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? So I'm trying to just get you the information that's going to be helpful. I basically started to study things I loved, holistic healing. I would touch people and I could heal them. Like things were just starting to happen. And the kids were, it was just amazing. I loved them. And it was like, I could contribute, right? So there was stability. And it was a win-win-win. So Sri, am I good just to keep talking my story? I want to make sure I'm covering what you want. But basically, it's like I followed my intuition to get to the point where I could actually live who I was by being who I was. Exactly. And so my natural gift of intuition was found by following it. So I took the action. And as I did, life started to unfold. So it was harmony, right? So the kids were held. I was learning. I was going to schools that I loved. And within, man, I was 19. I started my practice. So the theory that I saw in college, I went to a school called Bennett Stellar University. And one of my teachers, Michael Bennett, who has since crossed over, just saw me. And he saw my love for people and that I could just see them, see their gifts. And so I said, hey, how about I trade you and your girlfriend for that office space? I'll massage and do yoga for you guys, and I'll do that. So he gave me an office, and I started seeing clients at 19 years old. People, my first client was in his 50s, and it was a kid who was like 8, and it was his mom. And I just started realizing that like the world was infinite. It didn't matter how old they were. It was the theory, it was the message, and it was true. It was that people had their answer, and that if I would hold that space of unconditional love and non-judgment, they would figure it out. And my gift is I could see the energy. So I'd look at them and I'd see where the block was, and I'd say, okay, Michael taught me some great, Michael and Janice Erickson, actually at Lightwork Seminars. She's still on the planet. You can check her out. She was another amazing teacher. And she taught me, Abby, lead with mission. What's your mission? And it was to, you know, lead with love. And so basically I started this work from that, saw their energy, saw where they're blocked at NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which is part of the now intuitive success coaching process that I created, teaches the brain how to recalibrate and repattern with a positive emotion and a positive thought, which creates a new belief.
And your intuition is constantly telling you the truth of who you are. But when you match the belief with your intuition, you manifest massively a new reality. You live like heaven on earth, right? Like why you're here.
So let's jump in there. So the reason I want to jump in here is because what you are demonstrating, what you are sharing and living and showing so well is that when we just say yes, now you were very, very blessed that your just say yes moment came at 19. And that is such a gift. I mean, it, you know, you had the gift your whole life, but I'm talking about that really, that moment where our awareness up levels into a conscious choice, where we're realizing, okay, yeah, I can do this. And then your doors open. This is that absolute demonstration of the law of instantaneous manifestation. And one of the things that I enjoy and where you've taken this is that I really, one of the things I mentioned right before I brought you on was that I wanted to share something with you when I brought you on, was that I was also 19 when I finished college, when I left and started my career at the same time. And because of that, it triggered the same very, very similar series of events. The difference was that you did it with consciousness and I didn't. I went the traditional route, you know, extremely successful in business, you know, 7-figure income at a ridiculously young age, literally worked myself to death, to my near-death experience. And then, because I'm just that stubborn. And so that's when everything that was there as a child came back in full force and started escalating. And that's what I feel is so important to also help our listeners see this evening, is that because you said yes at 19, you've been able to continue that expansion and to bring that forward and thereby pass that forward. Each of us, same for me, because of when my moment of saying, okay, either stay off the planet or come back and do what you were supposed to be doing for this lifetime, that each of us has played our roles perfectly to this moment in time. And that I feel strongly that the reason we are talking through all of the ways that we are right now is because of the law of instantaneous manifestation. And this is where, Abby, I feel you have really done such a brilliant, beautiful way of helping people remember, because I bow before this skill and it's a skill, guys, that all of you, all of us, every being on the planet has. It's just, are you willing to activate it? And as we're in the temples of activation right now, that's why it was the perfect week to have Abby on. When we are absolutely ready, abundance, and I'm talking about the true abundance, which is the inspiration, the creation, the remuneration, the harmony, the balance, all of the needs are met because you don't even need to ask for what you want. You're too busy creating through that inspired trail. And that abundance is a birthright. And that we are in a moment this week, right now, I mean, literally right now, which is why Abby had to be on this week, we are in a profound moment of exploding into abundance. And the question is going to be what we're abundant in. So I want to know, how did you, I love your story. How did you really come into knowing that there is nothing non-ascended about having your needs met? As a matter of fact, the more that we are able to have our needs met and to demonstrate that gift, the greater the abundant flow continues.
Oh man, I'm like, I don't know how to answer that question. I feel like, can I finish just a little bit of the story so listeners know what actually happened?
Whatever you feel, sweetheart, absolutely.
Okay, because I just want to be a living example of intuition, because I feel like that's why I'm here. So in a short way, in kind of a snapshot way to do it is, I started that practice at 19, built a following, built a huge just wellness center, coaching certification school. We have a nonprofit now where the reason I said what Kara doesn't know is the two places we've gone for the nonprofit is Thailand and Bali. So we have taken this intuitive work to orphanages there already. And then I don't even remember how I emailed Kara. I know it's always for the mission of One Heart or Life Force Connection, but she's like, Ecuador here, you're coming next. I'm like, yep, March, I'm there. Like, it was so instantaneous. So the part I can answer, instantaneous manifestation, is when you know that you know that you know. There's a truth within you that can't be denied. So Kara could say, Abby, you're fat. I'm like, I'm not. It's just not true. It doesn't matter what somebody says.
you know, people would say, go get a degree. Who are you to be 19 and charge $120 an hour? I'm like, who am I not to be? Come in.
Yes.
Actually, I didn't say that. I said, come in for a session and then you'll know. And if you don't like it, we'll talk. And guess what? They came in for a session and loved it. So it's like, you know, or somebody else did or whatever it was. It's like the proof is in the actual pudding, in what actually happened. So it was practical. It was real. And so I guess I just want to inspire everybody to trust what you know, and that gut feeling, that inner know, that heart that says yes, that inner knowing, that is your soul embodied. That is you being guided by the light of the love that you are. And so that vision, the reason I started with that is I was inspired to tell you, but it became a manifestation. It became a reality.
Exactly.
It wasn't even a dream as much as a vision, right? Like it came through me as me. You have that too. So I just want to be a demonstration of whatever that, it's like, it's the soul's expression, right? Whatever that love is, whatever visions that are coming to you that are aligned with love and rooted in that foundation. Like I'm starting to do the retreat that we're going to do in March. And it was like, I just got to the foundation of love this morning. And then I had to stop. It's like, what? We just got to start. And you and I are starting on that foundation of love. Whoever else is listening, it's foundation of love. You can't start on fear. Only love will stay. Period. It's who you are. So there's no way you can build on anything other than love. The only sustainable thing on the planet is love. So to step into who you are, I think you asked me, how do you say yes? Say yes to the love in you.
I love that. I love that. And you know, I want to say yes to all of you guys who are calling in. I want to give you those phone numbers one more time. Of course, over at our 800 number, 888-627-6008. And of course, over at Oneness Talk Radio, 517-208-1500. And so go ahead, give us a buzz. Who knows, it might be your night to join this incredible conversation that the two of us are having. And so Abby, I want to, let's go into a little bit more of kind of like an esoteric approach on this one, a little bit deeper. Because this week, one of the reasons why right after we connected, I knew you had to be on this week, is because we are in such an explosion of up-level energy, and that we are waxing into this incredible full moon energy that's going to happen on Friday. And that, I don't know about you, but this week, what I have noticed is that it's as if quantum time is revealing itself in real time. I will look at the clock, and I remember today specifically because it was 4:35, and I just happened to look at the clock on my computer. It was 4:35, and I did a lot of tasks, and when I came back, it was still 4:35 on my computer, and all those tasks were done.
That's what I got from my deck up to the show. It was like the alert that I needed to get ready. I just have to tell you, that's why you were like, hey, Abby, get ready. And I'm in Pacific time, but it was 4:35 my time. I kid you not. I swear to God, that's the time. I swear to you. Seriously.
Well, then you were having quantum jumps today.
Oh, my God.
And, right? And this is what I'm saying is that we're at a moment where even I have not been that aware of the multidimensionality and the way that we are coming together. And this is why we've met again. This is why you're coming to Tosu Blue Mountain in March with all your beautiful guests, because we are all bringing an energy together. And I do strongly feel that Sri and I, our role in this is to hold the belly button, to hold this equator energy, the perfect balance. I mean, we've lived in a lot of countries and this is the one we're staying in. And I get why we're here, and that when others come here, we're able to become this really force field. I feel like we're really raising this incredible dome that says, if you are able to say yes to you, if you're able to remember yourself in the temple, I know you remember yourself. I certainly remember myself. I feel that that's what's been giving me the energy to keep going right now. I mean, I don't know how long this physical body will keep sustaining the amount of hours and consecutive days that I'm just doing this right now. What I know is that it's why we're here. I know that each of us right now is in ready, go, set. It's like, go, you've got what you need. And so when I remember the temples, I remember all of us. I remember our beautiful voices in unison, the harmonies. I even feel the high pitch. I remember that it felt like infinite numbers of beings with different reasons, and that there was never even a consideration of self. It was a blending of oneness. And it feels like we're there again, and that we're being offered the blessing of knowing it in quote unquote real time here. So as I'm sharing that with you, Abby, what are you experiencing? I mean, are you having, what's your tribe looking at these days? Is that coming in around you?
So it's funny. I think I'm just like one step behind you, sister. So I'm actually now getting the first question you asked me, which is the need. So how do you meet your own needs, right? So it's basically you honor yourself because, like I said, with the naked juices, I had it to give. It was from an overflow. Right. So what I'm being guided to say is it's okay to honor who you are. You are the God source of love and light. So it's like you're full of light, like a light bulb, and it beams out. And I notice when I talk, you kind of do this thing with your hand, like you're feeling the love, you're feeling the light. It's a, we're sharing in this love, right? So the lights connect, they come together, they get bigger. But that means your light is already 360 degrees whole in and of itself. It's not judging itself. It's not making itself wrong. It's doing it's perfectly created as it is right now. And this is just as much as for me as for you, right? Like, it's just like to accept that.
Yes. Right? Without doubt. That's the magic word you said earlier, because that is the level of mastery. It's about, and this is where, again, I think there is so much distortion energy. It is not self-absorbed to have confidence in what you are. Who are we not to, right? Each of us, when we awaken into our mastery, have the unique responsibility, you know, a very unique responsibility to decide, am I willing to stay in the framework of that Taurus of support? And you modeled that very well, which is steadfast commitment, not just commitment, steadfast commitment, that somebody could tell you something and it doesn't matter, it won't change your mind, right? Steadfast commitment, that absolute, I call it the blinders on, focused awareness. I have, you know, people send me emails and go, oh, you know what, this one's doing, that one's doing. It's like, I have no idea. I'm too busy doing what we do. I don't know how these other people have time. I really don't. Because even folding quantum time, we have so much happening. And so it's focused awareness will create the miracle every time. And then the last thing that you also model so beautifully, complete trust. Because it is, that's what holds that Taurus open and keeps us in our zero point of manifestation and creation. And that's what stabilizes us to do even more. That's when it's not, you know, so many people lately have said to Sri and I, you know, well, we want to do this, or we want to do that, or we work like this, or we work like that. And I have to admit that it really showed me the bubble Sri and I live in, because we do live in this bubble where this isn't what we do. This is who we are. And that's the discernment we are each coming to right now. It's not what you do. It's who you are. Start there. And you are so rare and unique that you started there and you stayed there. And I really do just say thank you for doing that so beautifully, because it's a radiance that our planet is really ready to receive more of. And so I'm just so excited. And you know, we are like jammed phone lines. So let's say hi to some people. Should we welcome in some people, Abby?
Absolutely.
All right, let's say hi. I'm going to go first over here to our call board. And I'm going to say hi to, let's see, it looks like maybe Ventura, California. Namaste, Ventura, California. Okay, I'm not hearing anybody there. We're going to go one more. We're going to go ahead and go to New York. All right. Hey, New York. Namaste and welcome. Hi.
Hello. Hi. How you doing?
We're doing well, sweetheart. Welcome to the show.
Namaste. Very nice to hear you guys.
Thank you. How can we serve you, my angel?
Hey, so I wanted to say something with, you know, saying yes. I always say yes to some things, and obviously, you know, my older self it keeps coming up, and it's like a tug and pull, you know. I'm always like yo-yoing, going back and forth, and I was hoping I could get a mini soul reading to see where I stand, because obviously I get confused, and it's I don't know how to put it into words, but
that's
where I'm at.
You know what, Angel? First and foremost, I want you to just relax. Your heart, I feel the fluttering. I want you to bring your breath in through your nose and just bring it way down into your heart. And I want to just take it down a moment into your breath. And Angel, you don't have to say anything. I see it. I see it. There is what looks to me to be a very old stab wound. It's right here on the side of your heart. It's like right in the center of your chest, but a little bit to the left. And this is an energy field. All it is just an energy field that has been saying for a long time, but if I do this again, will I get hurt again? If I say yes, then is it going to hurt again? And the answer is, my angel, that this is not then. That's why you got through tonight. That's why you're our first caller. Remember the temples. Lift up above what is trying to show you is real right now. The only reason that you are sitting on that teeter-totter, and I talked about that on Sunday's show right now, remember where we're at? In order to achieve your harmony right now, I would, and I'm going to do it with you, I would take my right hand and put it right here on that spot, and I would take your left hand and put it on your third chakra, and if it's safe to close your eyes, and I'm going to do this with you, honey, because I think we're all doing it with you. We are all going through this right now. We are all saying, and thank you for being a surrogate for so many tonight, my love. So as we're breathing in, relaxing, inside of you right now is a seed of love that has been waiting for you to see it. And in this moment right now, notice where this seed is. Notice the color. Notice the way that it is growing. Notice what it is showing. And feel the pulsing from that left side of your chest into your right hand. And feel the gentle breath of empoweredness, real empoweredness, coming out of the third chakra into your left hand. And I want you to take in a breath. And on the exhale, release your hands, bringing them into prayer position and calling forward a smile. And Archangel Zadkiel is right in front of you right now. And I'm watching Zadkiel, and he's like fluttering with this wonderful energy. And he's looking at you and going, come, let me show you how to have fun again. Remember how to have fun. You know how to do it. It is the gateway. And so it is, my love. Thank you. And I want, you know, you're welcome. You're welcome. And let's take in a breath. And I just want to check in with Abby. Abby, is there anything you'd like to share or add?
I felt like you were talking to me. So I guess it just brings me back to the one love, which is the one heart global, right? Like we are one heart. So I feel whatever pain anybody's experiencing, we all feel it. We all feel it as a way of us even, right? So the unity of the love that you just brought back together, I did it with you. So yes, thank you for New York.
Yes, and thank you, and beloved angel, thank you for calling in this evening. And
thank you so much.
Oh, we love you, honey. Namaste. Bye-bye. All right, let's jump over to the 800 number now. And we're going to say hi to Betty from Kentucky. Namaste, Betty from Kentucky. Welcome. Hi, Betty. Maybe I unmuted the wrong.
I want to hear your story.
Hi, sweetheart.
I heard you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you just fine, Angel. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Have I been talking without you hearing me?
You have, and we are just so happy to hear you now. So now that you had rehearsal, go for it. You're live. Betty's big debut. Go for it.
Okay. I'm so glad to be here with you guys, and I'm really feeling the oneness, and I just really appreciate you and Abby's relationship and how this has all come together and just the display of synchronicity that's gone on, and it's just beautiful. And I'm on the verge of mine. I'm looking for it. And it seems that, I don't know, I'm trying not to feel like I'm lying to myself or fooling myself, because everything is kind of in the dimensions and not in reality yet, or in the 3D, I'd say our reality is not there. But anyway, I'd like a mini reading and just communion.
Oh, Betty, first and foremost, wow. As I'm connecting with you tonight, your smile is like knocking me over. You are so beautiful. And wow, my ears. So especially literally the energy in my ears right now, it's like as you're speaking, there is this, they're calling it the corridor of divine connection is opening and expanding that which you are able to receive. And I'm seeing what feels like these gold emissions of energy, and they're very soft spirals, and literally the insides of my ear are tickling right now. I can feel it moving, and it's just coming out, and I'm seeing you, and it's of course you got through tonight, of course, because of the temples, right? Because I'm seeing you, and it's like you're suspended, your arms, it's like you're flying upward, and your head is looking up, and these beautiful energies are emanating from you. And your feet are like little diamonds on each one of your, like not rings. It's like they are your toes. Like I'm just seeing this beautiful crystalline energy. And as you're doing this, there's this energy below you that is like saying, don't go. Are you really sure? Are you really sure? And as long as you keep looking up, as long as you stay really focused, and you know your intuition is spot on, you know exactly how to do this. And they're saying that as long as you stay right there in that moment, then nothing can stop you. And the truth becomes anchored, and you fly higher where you're no longer hearing that anymore. And that's why they're really working on right here, because also look at the chakra here, right? This is the base of the cosmic prime meridians. You've got your sixth chakra. If this is congested, your star consciousness doesn't open, much less your crown. So you can see what's happening. You're being supported. You are on the beam of support. Now, as I'm sharing this, I want you to pay attention. Do you hear the hum? Because it's so high pitch, I can barely talk right now. So take in a breath. It's way, you hear that? It's way in the background, way, way, way up there. 33rd dimension. You're being up-leveled. We're all being up-leveled. This is a powerful show tonight. This is a powerful family that's come together. Everyone is receiving everything from each other.
I see 33 all the time.
Yeah, but well, it's 33rd dimension. Yeah, of course you have. It's been calling to you. And so that's what's happening right now. So I want you to just relax and breathe. I'm incapable of speaking. Abby, would you like to add anything?
I got nothing, sister. Just love and light. Like I'm just in awe and humbled. I'm just really in it with you in the light.
Wow. You feel your ears, guys? Wow. 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 Yeah. So, all right, everybody, I want you to just kind of move a little bit. And yeah, let's stay up in this beautiful frequency. Betty, smile. You are so beautiful. And I am so grateful you're on the planet. Thank you for being here now. We love you, honey. Namaste.
Thank you so much. Love you guys too.
Love you, Betty. Namaste, honey. Oh my gosh. Abby, are we blessed or what?
Yeah. And just, you know, you have an ability to help people see the support that's already around them, right? Like you have seen that for me, for others. I think if we can, when you said that baseline of light, that realize that is the foundation of love. It is here. So maybe not in the way you or I would think or want in the moment, but it's still here. Like there is love everywhere. So maybe just ask to receive the love around you, wherever you are in the world right now, whatever you're going through, that love is a presence that's always here, always. And you just helped her and us all connect with that, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, should we squeeze on another caller?
Sure.
All right. We're going to go over to Cleveland, Ohio. Hey, namaste, Cleveland, Ohio. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey,
oh
sweetheart.
I have to. Namaste. I managed to close the YouTube volume. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You were just saying 33rd crystalline dimension, and my heart is so big around you, Master Lady Kira Ra and beautiful Abby. And I love the energy you're co-creating. I see like an infinity symbol around both of you. It's really heartfelt. I'm honored that you took my call. Thank you.
Our pleasure. How can we serve you, Angel?
Well, I would love a mini soul reading around my heart.
Oh, Angel. Okay. Wow. First of all, okay, I have my hands on my chest, and the way that my fingers are lined up right now is intentional, and my thumbs are pointing straight up, and you see how my fingers are? I'll get up a little bit if you can, or there we go. You can see how I've got this. Please do this, okay? Here's what they're saying, and I want you to, if you can, like I'm going to lean back in my chair. You really want to do this with kind of an intention of really opening the heart center, you know, really opening up that heart energy like this. And I'm finding that I'm pushing my arms back more even. And as you're doing that, as you're pushing the arms back here, notice specifically what you're noticing between the shoulders in the back. So you really want to pay attention to that also. And so as we're coming together here, what they're saying is that you have a congestion right now. That the congestion is weighing on you very much like a gentle feather. And so they're saying that a feather, when it lays on you, you may not feel it, but it also will blow away the moment you begin to move. And that your breath, so as your hands are here, take in a deep breath and feel it, fill up, fill up, fill up. And then on the exhale, there it is. Bring the hands together. Hug thyself. And you see the corner of the hands here, the kind of the pharaoh arms where my Gauri Shankar Rudraksha is. You see that? They're saying that in this moment, there is this beautiful, it looks like pure violet light that's coming straight into that area. And that may you be filled with the gift of you and your heart expand infinitely. And so it is. Namaste. And Abby, we have, you're welcome. Abby, would you like to add anything?
I'm good.
All right, we're good. Well, namaste, my love. We love you. Thank you for holding that energy and that violet attunement for all of us tonight. We are honored.
We love you too. Blessings.
Blessings, honey. Bye-bye. And you know, Abby, this happens every show. We have 3 minutes left. How does that happen? Right? I mean, I'm like, okay, everybody, come with Abby and I into quantum time. Okay, we're back. Was that the coolest thing that ever just happened? Right? It's just like, there we are. Now, guys, look, if you have our e-card, you already saw Abby's beautiful mission, all those wonderful photos. I gave you links to everything about Abby. But Abby, in about a minute, give us every way people can find out about you and their next step to just say hello. Even if you just want to write Abby and say, Abby, I love you. So glad you're on Soul Mirrors. How do we find you again?
You're so sweet. Well, you all are welcome to go to Life Force Connection. So it's LIFEFORCE. CONNECTION. So Life Force Connection, like the force be with you. And you guys can all get the free gift on activating or living your best life, which is an activation. Yeah, of all the chakras. It's funny because it came to me last night. I'm like, Life Force Connection, because I'm on somebody else's show too. And it's like, I need to tell people, just go to the site. So you can get the free gift there. You can read about the intuitive success coaching process. Of course, just reach out to me. The email's there, Abby, ABBY at lifeforceconnection.com. Love to have just the personal connection. So love to hear from every one of you. At the very bottom, you can see One Heart Global, which is the nonprofit I was telling you about. Intuition to Income, there's a show you can join. There's so much on there. So really, wherever you're guided, just reach out, connect. I'm here for you. I want to say we're here for you, because I feel a really big part of my mission right now is with Priyankara. So we're here.
Yeah. Well, Abby, yummy. I cannot believe how fast this show went. And you are too amazing. I'm having you back. You just get ready. You're coming back. And to all of you that have supported Soul Mirrors, I sincerely bow before you and your mastery. Remember that together we are better and we are able to move forward in ways that are miraculous. If you're ready for your miracle, then just say yes to you. And until I have the blessing of being with you again next week, may you know that all is truly well. Namaste, my loves. Many blessings.
Thank you for joining us, and be sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 o'clock p.m. for more adventures. You can learn more about Master Lady Kira Ra at shriandkira.com or visit their YouTube channel, Official Shri and Kira. May your heart in all ways know the master you are.